don't remember what it was. It could have been something very simple. But let's just say he was. If he was under investigation for murder, what they did when they were searching his home by stealing his property would affect his prosecution. If their job is to protect us from people who are quote unquote bad and killers, why are they stealing from them? And they were stealing change too. It wasn't like they were stealing coins, man.
Were they precious coins? Were they like
loonies and drool? We're gonna go to Timmy's. We'll get us some Timbits and some donuts, guys. I got the change. This one's on me, pal. That's what it is.
Oh my goodness!
You're stealing from criminals that you're trying to arrest. How does that make sense? Let him have his change.
Yeah.
And leave him alone. If you're gonna steal from him, leave him alone. Our officers having relationships with witnesses, they're just trying to turn on people.
I mean,
that's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Putting people through school to testify.
It is ridiculous.
Cash payments, family trips. That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
What's ridiculous about it? Elon Musk is putting, what did he say? He's giving people money to vote, right?
Is he giving people money to vote?
Yeah, Soros gave $2 million. He gave $20 million or something like that.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Just to random people?
How much?
I think he gave $20 million, Elon, and Soros gave $2 million to the Democrats, right? Oh, yeah. It's all paid and bought for, boys.
It's all paid and bought for.
Mm-hmm.
Courtesy of Elon Musk.
Elon.
Tesla.
Brethren, Elon.
Yeah, they're burning the Teslas now.
Burn the Tesla.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're very upset at Elon. They've had a few...
Oh, Tesla is?
No, the citizens.
Oh, okay.
Right? And they're actually turning against Elon right now because of his partnership with...
Trump?
Yes.
Yo, did you guys see about Elon's dad, though? Did you see that thing, that interview they did with Elon's dad? Do you guys realize where Elon comes from?
Where he come from?
Elon's father had relations with his stepchild and made a child with her.
Is that fact or is that...
Facts.
Okay.
And ill-treated the woman as if she was it was his daughter, to be honest with you. Like, real talk. It's his daughter.
So his stepchild, he had a child with his stepchild?
So he's with a girl. She had a kid that wasn't his. He broke up with the girl. He started dating the daughter of his ex.
How old was she?
Of age. She was of age. But he had a kid with her. I mean, that's odd. I mean, sure, it's legal. That's where Mr. Elon Musk.
What do you think, you know, the audience, what do you think about, you know, the age of somebody being able to be with somebody else, you know? Because I've seen quite a few of these things being like on TED Talk and all these things, right, where they're trying to legalize basically pedophilia, you know? It's like, what do you think the legal age is? Because it seems like it keeps getting younger.
Yeah, I think, didn't California want to bring it in at 14 or something like that?
14.
Yeah.
14. Gotta learn them young, guys.
14, man. You know?
Jesus.
It's not even laughable, bro.
It's not even laughable. It's absolutely disgusting.
Well, Reverend Honor, that's the old way, man.
That's the old way?
That's the old way.
Sure, maybe to a certain group of people.
Yeah, my grandmother.
You know, like, I mean,
my
grandparents.
But
what are we talking about? Like, see, I think that a lot of us have this idea based on Hollywood that, oh, it's always been like that. You know what I mean? Sure, in medieval times, they did that, right? As soon as a woman was able to have her period, that's when she's able to have children. Blase, blase, blase.
Jay-Z's living in medieval times.
But when we look at prior to that, those type of, where you think that those things were acceptable? You think those things were done? You know what I mean? I think that's more of a cultural thing that, you know, has been passed on by certain cultures and have made it so it becomes a, you know, a natural way of life, really. You know, it's like, I mean, how is it that, okay, so those times they didn't see nothing wrong with it, but we see something wrong with it now. Why is that?
Because we have more knowledge, more experience.
Yeah, we have more sense now, man.
Yeah, you know, there's more time that's gone by.
And those babies weren't ready, and they were not. They're not ready. We see what happens to them. The end result of these poor children having to have babies by these old men. The mistreatment of them. Isn't that how the welfare system started? You know, just the problems that come from it. It's terrible to see the problems of an old man dominating a young female, making her do crazy things like a grown-up. That's rather disgusting.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's something, I think it's in the news. I heard it a couple of days ago here. 20-year-old kid, right? And he, you know, he's blackmailing 11 and 12-year-old young girls, wanting money, drugs, and I forget what else. He's trying to extort 11 and 12-year-old girls.
To what?
What do you mean?
Like, extorting them how? Like, just, hey, give me your money or else?
Yeah, I guess, you know, he befriends them and stuff like that on these gaming platforms and stuff like that, right?
Oh, yes.
And then he befriends them, and 11 and 12-year-old girls are getting extorted now. This is society, you know? You got to think to yourself, what the heck's going on out here, man? You know? It's absolutely
disgusting. That's ridiculous, man. It's disgusting.
Like, how much money does 11 and 12-year-old girl have, right?
Oh, give me your lunch money.
Well, getting them to go to their parents, probably, you know? It's, yeah, man, it's you know, and that's the thing, man. I just want to tell the youth, man, you got to be careful on these digital sites, man, and these, you know, gaming, streaming, whatever, right? Like, there's a lot of predators out there, man, you know, and they come in all shapes and sizes, colors, it doesn't really matter, man. Like, it's gross. It's very gross. And when you say this, like, yeah, we got more knowledge around it, and it's like, I think that, you know, I think to a level people always knew that it's like, nah, that ain't right, you know what I mean? But at the same time, it's because of these cultural beliefs, and, you know, people want to, like, place these cultural things, and then you think that that's part of your culture when really it's not. It's like, it's just ignorance, you know? It's ignorance, but how, it's like, we think that's not cool. But other people think it's cool. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. And what makes you attracted to a 12-year-old woman or a 12-year-old boy?
That is the sickness.
Pedophilia is an illness. Girls and boys, part of self. They're not. Yeah.
It is an illness.
It's an illness. Yeah. I mean, that's what they say. They say it's a mental health thing. I mean,
it could be too.
It could be.
You can't help what you love, right? Because these people, like, some of them really are, you know, loving that. And
yeah.
They think it's okay. Like, their minds, yes, must be messed up.
It is.
Not an excuse.
It is, man. It's definitely, man. So, I don't know. There's a lot of wickedness going on in the world. And it's just like,
I just think
of, like, how important it is for us, you know, as brothers and as people, a part of the community, to strive to make changes as much as we can, and show the babies that, you know, and when I say the babies, I talk about the youth, you know, it's like to show them there's a better way of life, you know, to keep them safe, and to watch out for certain things, right? It's just so important, man. And these type of atrocities and stories, they really hurt my heart, man. Because I feel like I want to protect them all, you know, between me and you. Like, I feel like I want to protect them all. And it's like, there's so many that that may never, ever get that protection. And so, you know, if you are going through something, you're a youth, you know, reach out to somebody, talk to somebody, because, you know, these things are not... because when we're young, we think that these things are normal, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just letting you know, it's not normal. It's not normal. It's not normal for a grown man to touch you or a grown woman to touch you if you're underage. That is not normal.
You see what I'm saying? It's not normal for people to be, you know, if they're adults and they're taking you to parties with older people. I mean, unless you're, you know, at a family event and you're hanging out with your cousins, right? You know, because we've all gone through that, right? But, you know, if they're taking you to these places and you're around all these older people and this and that, that's not normal. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not normal at all. That's you. So.
Bless you, brother.
Yeah, man. Cousin tight. Cousin tight. We are on the next tune, yeah?
You want to hear something?
No, you want to hear something.
All right,
then. We're on it.
Our destination is constant elevation. You can tell the nation. We on the rise through the lows and the highs. Tell the world to recognize. We've only just begun. We've only just begun. We've only just begun. We've only just begun. The Lord spoke, I listened to the vision I was given. It's the second comment. I've risen with the wisdom of the elders. Food, clothing, shelter, prosperity, health, and joy. It's what I knelt for. I've been dope once I learned who I dealt for. Knowledge of self, I felt more. Hot blocks, you melt or cook. My neck of the woods always got crooks, cracks, and crevices. I learned what the seven is, the God number. And we deliver evidence of things unseen. We come to run things. I keep goodwill and I stay hunting. I was on King Drive, I had one dream. My drive is like King for us to have something. Destiny called, I answer in one ring. Seen a Southside girl become queen. Our destination is constant elevation. You could tell the nation. On the rise through the lows and the highs, tell the world to recognize. We've only just begun, we've only just begun. We've only just begun, we've only just begun. The heavens open, we the outspoken, provoking togetherness for the broken people in the ghetto. We should never settle. It's I and I. Let's keep it on the sparrow. I walk through the shire like I was Brother Harold. Washington, I got me tons of folks this marrow. Kisses for luck for black businesses and such. On our dang dollars, yeah, we getting bucks. Mills walking through is the key to the hood. I sit with Chairman Fred, yeah, he understood. A seat at the table, what it means when it's good. Street principles, stay on your dean for the hood. I seen Cuzzo, he was on his hustle. On Halstead, finding his piece in the puzzle. Universal law, get what you give to the day. Umi said, shine your light, we on our way. Our destination is constant elevation. You can tell the nation. We on the rise through the lows and the highs. Tell the world to recognize. We've only just begun. 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 I'm a son of the heavens. Magnificent, a black man's presence. Supreme mathematics, counting my blessings. What would hip-hop be? I'm counting my presence. Resilience in my resonance. The brilliance in my elegance. Develop with the elements and compounds to shape who we are now. Order steps, the ladder ain't as far now. We the sun, moon, the star now. On the precipice, touch the garments of modern black Jesuits, Afrofuturistic. We breathe the testaments, like Robert Nesta said, this is the exodus of excellence. Our destination is constant elevation. You can tell the nation. We on the rise through the lows and the highs. Tell the world to recognize. We've only just begun. We've only just begun. We've only just begun. We've only just begun.
Yo, yo. number to number fades, made comforting out of cumbersome. Lips lift water and bottle on up to them. Front row, the only row. The show sold nothing, then second thought spell intimacy as a plus, plus energy conducts if I truly put my all in. The responsibility feels just like a calling. The rest of the crowd must be stalling before they falling, or maybe this all them and there's no more autumn. Try not to worry about the walk-ins and focus on the waltzing. If the king of New York actually enters, that'd be awesome, but it's better not to get lost inside in a song talking or outer song thoughts that I have, or second guessing actions up on stage in case they laugh. These are the times that I wish I had a mask, like I'm Daft, waiting on my break with no signatures on my cast. What does a break take? What does it take place often? Is space and time important to have a portion? Is it a safe space to make mates all at once or in installments? Is it a base rate to value their involvement? Is it evolving? Is there a standard to differentiate between the offerings? Or am I just church steps to an orphan and I take whatever they toss and I'll be more like Andre Dawson when they obfuscate the losses, gloss over the cautions, overlook the awful and emphasize the gains and they underplay the pain. I never signed up to be a lawyer, I just came to spread the joy when you sang. But that'd be the same thing that'd destroy you if you don't look over like a voyeur with extra OCD and paranoia. Every single piece and part, a piece for hearts to rest, or rest in peace to art. And normally these things that you would keep inside your head, but you realize you were singing this instead.
Time, son, since we bust gun clap glaciers, ran the wall and snatched paper, return to the 36th chamber. Proceed with caution as you enter. We have an APB on an MC killer. Looks like the work of a master.
Yo, something in the street went bang, bang, making it hard for you to do your thing. Something in the street went bang, bang. Up in the force game, wildin' money for grabs. I ain't fucking with crabs. Out of state, cop two labs, hop two cabs. Back on the ad, stab you with the vocab. Catch me at the big dough rehab. Trying to re-up, keep my feet up. Snake in the cut, hold the pride up. Time is up, no luck. Heat start to bust. You can't trust, dealing with lust. Seen him at the ball games with James. Something in the street went bang, bang. Making it hard for you to do your thing, bang. Something in the street went bang, bang. making it hard for you to do your thing.
Something in the hall went. The box cutter went. Something in the hall went. The box cutter went. These are the bones. Bones from the grave of Houdini. G-Dini, rhymes only noodles sprinkled on your Henry. Climb like the deficit. Prophets, death threats to Israel. Slid through Bethlehem, bong on one wheel. Syringes, rubber bands, needles, the 60s. Granddaddy caddy was caught for 6 D's. Big eyes, short lad, Oscars jumpers. Pink champagne, brown paper bags, roller wall bumpers.
These in the camera guys, cause terror in your eyes. Sweat on the hammer fly. Ways of the samurai. Newsflash bulletin. Guards on the prowl. We full again. Rough men, scum Tims. Sonic, bionic lens. RZA console. Is it Bush or the Dole? Front row of the Super Bowl. Black gold in my soul. On a whole stroll. Don't go, boy. You on parole. You don't know.
Someone in the back went. Clack, clack. Money is stacked. Now bust your gun. Clack, clack. Someone in the back went. Clack, clack. Money is stacked. Now bust your gun. Clack, clack. Made them throw their hands up and then lay flat. Rat pack, eat up the average alley cat. Prepare for the impact when we contact. Known to drop facts that crack your hard hat. Must I show improve, trust I, bust I. Make your head spin like chrome 20s on the buggy I bends. Who contends? Woo like the super friends. Who's your rhyming hero? Wu-Tang rules again. Someone in the back went, clack, clack. Money is stacked, now bust your gun, clack, clack. Someone in the back went, clack, clack. Money is stacked, now bust your gun, clack, clack.
Yo, something in the street went, bang, bang. Making it hard for you to do your thing, thing. Something in the street went, bang, bang.
Something in the hole went, the box cutter went. Something in the hole went, the box cutter went.
Something in the slum with rum, pum, pum. Something in the slum with rum, pum, pum.
Tech 9 M1, Mac 10 40 Glock, little Uzi vertical, I shoot it horizontal, machine gun, Kelly heavy, Tommy gun, arsenal, Peter guns, Corey guns, even Jenny's got a gun, get it popping like a starter pistol, niggas bout to run, on the track, ain't no gun control, gunfire, top gun, son of a gun, young guns for hire, open your head higher, throw your guns in the air, when my bars clock. You don't see the muzzle flare, double barrel when I pop up. Hobo with a shotgun, plow in your face, shell casings never drop one. Bulletproof outcome, where I get the weapons from. Never gun shy, skinny dipping with my naked gun. Load the gat, let it cock back, tell them come for it. When they jump the gun blaze at gunpoint.
My mind's my nine, my pins, my Mac 10, my target.
You whack and CZ. My body is cold steel for real. I was needing to kill, that's why they keep me.
My mind's my nine, my pins, my Mac 10, my target.
You whacking CZ.
One gun, two gun, three gun, four.
All day, every day, motherfucker, bang.
My backpack wraps be strapped like military troops. Parachutes and boots, guerrilla mercenary groups. Armed to the teeth, ultra beast nigga with the wordplay. It's that stick talk, do a drive by my verse spray. Up the block with the street sweeper, peacekeeper. Got the right to bear arms, my chopper of meat. When the butcher coming, nigga, I be cooking up for dinner. Got a biscuit and a burner, murder, hooking up the winner. Holding heat to a crooked nigga, spine scoliosis. I sex pistol whip a pussy with his no emotions. The cross rocket pipe busting out of my pocket. I got the tool and the ratchet when I'm fixing the socket. Blam, blam with the hammer, now I'm swinging the banger. Me and my girlfriend, couples counseling through the anger. Over Nina and Desi, get the glizzy, the blicky. Before the boys in the hood carry you home like Ricky. I tell you,
my mind.
You whacking CZ.
My body is cold steel for real. I was made to kill, that's why they keep me concealed.
My mind's my nine, my pins, my Mac 10, my target.
You whacking CZ.
One gun, two gun, three gun, four.
All day, every day, motherfucker, bang,
bang. Finger on the trigger, so niggas
wonder why. Finger on the trigger,
hand on my nine.
Maybe I should liquor with my nine mil of meat.
Drugs came in and had everybody going. behind me. I was sticking. Hung, 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 hung. That was always supposed to happen.
When listen, nigga, I don't know what kind of gun that is.
No.
Yo,
I don't know. I don't know. That's a different kind of gun.
I like, man.
One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz, CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby SFU. It's going down, people. I'm your host, Supreme Freedom, a.k.a. Hard Body Dream. And I'm Mr. GB, Guilty Black, brilliance illuminating another conscious knowledge.
And I'm digital, not analog.
And I'm digital. And we were, yo, give him the list, Scott. Give him the list, Lord. Give him the list.
Tunes. We started with We Are On Our Way by Common and Pete Rock.
Boop, 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 boop.
Followed by Bigfoot by Lupe Fiasco.
Boop, 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 boop.
Continuing on with Careful. Click clack.
Something in the hood, man.
Bang bang.
That's right.
By the Woo. And then we had Weaponize again. Yes. I did play that song again because I like it.
It's a good song.
It was hot.
Rise, yes.
The rhythm was crazy, man. The beat was fire.
I like that tune.
The beat was fire.
So, I didn't mean to go back in the bag so quick. I'm sorry. But
oh, man. It's peace, man.
I'm
but,
feeling
you know,
it.
Hey, it's... We don't really ever play the same song twice, so it's all right, you know? Mm-hmm. But we always got hot music here, man, you know? And if you just tapping in, we've been talking about a few different things, you know? We started it off with, you know, what One Order's doing for the community and, you know, some shows and some things that we got planned. And we talked about politics and, of course, you know, Trump and his tariff war, his tyrant... His tyrantism and
Day of Liberation,
you know,
for who?
Right, we talked about you know, we just kind of ended it off with talking about, you know, how these people want to legalize, you know, basically pedophilia and, you know, younger children. And, you know, so I was thinking about, like, you know, what do you guys think makes a good MC? What makes an MC?
MC. Vocabulary. Good vocab.
Okay.
And delivery of such good vocab.
I don't know. What makes a good MC? Energy.
Good voice, too.
Good voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the words he chooses, punchlines.
Mm.
Way he holds himself in the crowd.
Mm.
You know, I mean, that's a good MC, but, you know, sometimes, you know, there's artists too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And, you know, like, I'd say, like, you know, somebody like Mac 10, he's a good artist.
Mm.
You know? Is he a great MC? I don't know about that.
No, you're right about that.
But he's a good artist.
Yes.
Right? Mm. And that's the thing, right? Is it all about just the M and the C, or sometimes is it about, you know, an artist too, right?
Mm. So you think there's a difference between them two?
Oh, most definitely.
Okay.
Most definitely where, you know, like somebody like KRS is an MC, right?
Mm.
But
you wouldn't consider him an artist?
Of course, he's an artist. He's an artist, mm-hmm. But he's an MC artist, right? And somebody like Too Short, he's an artist, you know?
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
He's an artist, right? Where he's got a persona, a style, and, you know, and, you know, I think Ice-T, he's an artist, you know? Right? Big Daddy Kane, he's an MC, but he's an artist also, right? Right? Nas, you know, Nas, I think he's a dope MC, but I think he's a dope artist, right?
Mm.
Right? That's just the way I see it.
Mm. So, and correct me if I'm wrong, so an artist is somebody who can formulate and make a song and has...
Influence.